Good morning, my friends, and welcome. I woke up this morning from a painful nightmare about loss. And as I went through the morning, I realized that my heart was beating, and I could hear it at times when I stopped doing what I was doing. And then it occurred to me that even though I was wide awake, my body had continued to carry that fear and deep sadness. And I know that this is the way that fear moves inside of us. It's interesting that just about every great spiritual tradition includes the words, "Be not afraid." And the truth is that fear is just a part of human life. It's very common. All of us are just alike in this way. Fear is simple human evidence that we're human. The trouble comes when our mind starts making up a story. We're taking the story that's creating the fear and making it larger and more comprehensive, and may even turn into, what if? What if? And you see, this really is some evidence that the body leads the mind after the mind stimulates the body. And so today I want to work a little with fear and mindfulness practice. When feeling the energy of fear, which we can expect that we'll feel at times, maybe even frequently, we can withdraw or flee or distract or resent or numb ourselves. Or with mindfulness, we can simply acknowledge that we're afraid and stay right there. Move toward it rather than away from it, and be curious about it. We're not asking the typical question of why do I feel this way, or rationalizing to say I shouldn't feel this way. That's ridiculous. Or judging ourselves as weak or obsessive. What's important is to question the fear itself and find out more about this seemingly frightful creature that has shown up in our body and mind. Curiosity transforms fear. So let us get ready and move yourself into that meditating position that has become familiar to you, with your back straight, your body supported, your hands in your lap, and allowing your eyes to gently close. Breathing in and breathing out. Noticing exactly how that breath feels as it comes in, expands, moves, and as it goes out, moves and empties. Practice with that breathing for the next moments on your own. And now turn your awareness as you breathe to where that breath goes in your body, and allow it to go everywhere, down your arms, down your back, up your legs. Feel that breath as it comes in and goes out, and notice how it moves in your body. And now I ask you to remember a time in this last week where you experienced that feeling of fear. Some of us call it anxiety. Might be in relation to, when is this pandemic going to end? And will it ever? might be about the mood of someone you live with. Or a health concern. Maybe you've had a tight chest and you wonder, and you hope that that's not the virus, but you're not sure yet. Bring into your mind the memory of a recent fear, even one from today, if you have it. What does it feel like? Is it jagged? Heavy? Smooth? And where exactly do you feel it most strongly in your body? Send your awareness through your body and notice where you feel that fear. It's often in the pit of your stomach, your throat, or somewhere else in your core. When we move the awareness from the monkey mind to the body, fear will begin to soften if we are curious about it. And we can begin to feel that stable core of our heart and our body that exists underneath that fear and the mental stories that begin to come about it. Oh my goodness, oh no, those stories. Begin to ask your fear some questions and interview it. What brings you here right now? What do you want me to notice? What are you protecting me from? What are you most afraid of right now? And why now are you with me? And listen. You may repeat those questions and listen. What is that fear really about below the circumstances of the present stimulus? Aloneness? Incompetence? Fear of something deeper that might disable you? And just interview it. Why now? And what is it that you want me to notice right now that brings you here? And breathe with it into that place where it connects to your body, connecting your mind to your body and grounding yourself in the stable place that is your body. The Sufi teacher Hafiz wrote this poem. Fear is the cheapest room in the house. I would like to see you living in better conditions. If you're willing to be curious and move towards your fear rather than away from it, and take just 5 or 10 minutes to interview it and listen, most often that curiosity will transform the fear and dissolve it into energy that we can then work with. Practice this when you can. Anytime you're aware of fear, grounded in the body, notice where it lives and ask it your questions. Get to know it. Namaste. Amen.